My name is Daniel, and I'm with Kate.
Your surname?
Graf, G-R-A-F, and Steph is not my sister.
Okay, so what are you here to do at South by Southwest?
Besides having a good time, we're showing Kite to the audience. It's our big launch event here. And Kite is a communication platform. You just saw it live in a demo now. You can stream live video from your mobile phone, from your webcam. An audience can watch either on their mobile phone or online, wherever they are. It's kind of a new way of broadcasting or TV. And the best examples we have is the music industry. They're using it a lot now. Our biggest star is 50 Cent. If someone goes to thisis50.com, you see his Kite channel right on his front page, and you see how fans are chatting, watching videos, and it's one really nice experience.
It seems like there's loads of different possible applications to this. I know you're speaking to media companies and entertainment companies. Why did you decide to go down that route and speak to them rather than, you know, try and pursue some different kind of applications for this?
Well, media and entertainment draws the most eyeballs usually, and we thought that's the good way to launch it. And also, let's face it, media and entertainment, they're looking new ways to connect with their audience. TV is losing a lot of ground, newspapers are losing ground. They want to connect where the audience is. Where is the audience today? They're on their iPhones, they're on their Nokia phones, they're on Facebook, they're on MySpace, they're on Bebo. So you as a media company want to reach them there, and that's what we try to do. And on top of that, we then just made it a little more interactive, because traditional media is not really interactive, right? Oh yeah, you can send an email or something, but that's not real-time interactivity. So we added live chat, so you can chat with your producers or whoever is out there, and you can make it interactive and engaging. It's much more engaging then.
There's an obvious advantage for celebrities, because people really love getting kind of close to those kind of people, so I can see how it worked for that. But for kind of journalists and news organisations, can you think of any sort of implementations, any sort of subjects they might be covering where it would really work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how often have you walked by a scene where you're like, oh, I wish I could just take a video and share it with my audience, right? Via The Guardian or whoever, via The Guardian website or whatever media company you work for. So take a picture, take a video, and you can even do it live. And it's not just for you guys as journalists, but it can also be like citizen journalism. You know, I mean, there's so many people on the street and they see something, can take a picture, can take a video and share it. Of course, you have to be careful then about the overload of information, right? What is really relevant? And I always say, Kite is about sharing relevant moments, you know. And do I want to stream 24 hours of my life? No, it's pretty boring, I can tell you. Do I have 2-3 moments a day which are relevant? Absolutely.
Okay, you had you just had some really big news. You had some investment from Disney. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, it's actually from Steamboat, and Steamboat is, I have to say correctly, the affiliate venture arm of the Walt Disney Corporation. Yeah, but it's basically the Disney Corporation, which owns Disney, ABC, ESPN, number one in sports in the world, and Pixar. And for us, it's wonderful now to look into the opportunities to work with them, because you can imagine they have unlimited content, wonderful content, and that content also wants to go out and find its audience and make it interactive, basically. But it's not just Disney. We also have Nokia as an investor, Telefonica, which is O2 in the UK. We have Docomo in Japan. We have Niklas Zennström, who lives in London, is an investor as well, and several other folks.
Okay, and so looking at the investors that have backed you in the past, they're quite noticeably not venture companies, they're telecoms firms. Why is that?
Yeah, it's actually telecom firms and media companies, because as Kite being an enabling platform, a communication platform, we wanted to work with our potential key customers and working the closest you can do if they invest in you. And having Nokia, Telefonica, Docomo, Swisscom, Holdspring, and Disney behind us, I think gives us a lot of leverage now. And I can't go into all details, but we're looking at many interesting projects with all those investors now. I mean, imagine we just have deals with Disney companies and with Nokia and Telefonica. This is massive traffic. These guys have so massive traffic already. And by the way, we have some venture, of course, as well. Venture funding. DFJ was our lead investor in our first round. Tim Draper is on our board. And Niklas Zennström invested, and several other angel investors from Europe.
So the the deals with the telecom and media firms, though, are going to give you particular kind of strategic advantages, because presumably you're going to have some level of access into their consumer base, or you know how their products work?
Yeah, I mean, I call them strategic investors, and there's never a guarantee they're going to work with you. They want to work with the best player out there, and hopefully we are that player. Otherwise, they wouldn't have invested in us. But you're absolutely right. They have, Telefonica has 230 million customers. Nokia has 1 billion phones in the market. Docomo has 70 million customers in Japan. Disney is the number one or number two media company in the world, so I think there's massive opportunities there, and we hope that they choose us as a platform. Given that they have invested in us, I think the chances are a little better than it was before.
Can you really see this becoming a mainstream service, though? I mean, at the moment it's a real kind of early adopter tool, and it's really interesting, but how do you encourage, our mums, people to start using this?
I agree and I disagree that it's an early adopter tool. It's an early adopter tool if you're a producer. What you just did before, you created your own channel and produced a show, yes. But as a consumer, it's not at all early adopter. We saw before 50 Cent. He gets hundreds of thousands of viewers a day, and those are not early adopters. But would they all start their own channel now? I doubt it right now. And do they have to? No. Maybe when the time is right. Already getting massive viewership is right. I mean, how many bloggers are in the world compared to how many readers? Maybe there are a little too many bloggers. But no, I mean, if you look at media in general, there's always much fewer producers compared to viewers. So I think it's exactly the same with Kite. You created a channel, and I'm sure you get thousands of viewers, and that's kind of our model.
Okay. And can you tell me a bit about what you're going to use the most recent batch of funding for?
Well, I just booked the vacation in Hawaii, and I wish. No, we're going to use this funding for expansion internationally. We have an office in Zurich, so we want to grow that. With Docomo in Japan, we have to grow in Japan as well. And what we also have to add on top of this communication platform is now a monetization platform, which is advertising, premium content. And for that, of course, we have to invest into that.
And what's next for Kite TV?
I want to become it the premier distribution platform for branded content this world. It sounds boring, but I think there's a huge opportunity there, right? What do you think?
Sure. Well, I mean, who do you want to work with next?
The Guardian.
And we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.